Unsent message found on Amy's computer in the hospital. You want the whole story, but you don't realize it's impossible to tell the whole story. You probably think it was all about sex, but that's where you're wrong. It was about love. And you. Mostly you. Other people would look at me and think sex was impossible, but love was not. Then it turns out both are possible. And also impossible. Chapter 1. Amy's emails started in late July and kept coming all summer. Each one made Matthew a little more nervous. To mstheword@gmail.com. From aimhigh@comcast.net. Subject, I'm happy. I just slipped into my mother's office to look at the names of my new peer helpers, and I'm so happy. Your name is on the list. I thought maybe I'd scared you by coming right out and asking you to apply. I realize it's an unusual setup, but try not to think of it as my parents offering to pay people to be my friend. I know there's something unsettling and prideless in that. I prefer to think of it this way. My parents are paying people to pretend to be my friend. This will be much closer to the truth, I suspect, and I have no problem with this. I'm guessing that a lot of people in high school are only pretending to be friends, right? It'll be a start, I figure. The note made him anxious, but still, he wrote her back. To aimhigh@comcast.net. From mstheword@gmail.com. Subject, re, I'm happy. I don't mind, Amy. It's a good job. Plus, your mother says we might get community service credit. Best, Matthew. To mstheword@gmail.com. From aimhigh@comcast.net. Subject, re, I'm happy. Community service credit? For a paid job? I'm trying not to take this personally, Matthew, but does the job sound so onerous you should get both money and volunteer credit for doing it? To aimhigh@comcast.net. From mstheword@gmail.com. Subject, re, I'm happy. Sorry, you're right. No, I didn't mean that. The truth is, I'm very glad to do this job. I don't have a lot of friends at school, so I'm happy to get to know you and the other people working with you. Matthew. P.S. Maybe I shouldn't have said that thing about community service, but come to think of it, maybe your mother shouldn't have suggested it either. I think we all got a little confused. Already, Matthew had a feeling this wasn't going to work out. The more he thought about it, the more certain he was it wouldn't. He'd known Amy since second grade, but he didn't know her. They weren't friends. He remembered her, sure, but he remembered a lot of people from elementary school that he wasn't friends with now. To mstheword@gmail.com. From aimhigh@comcast.net. Subject, re, I'm happy. Why don't you have many friends? You seem pretty normal, right? I remember you having friends in elementary school. To aimhigh@comcast.net. From mstheword@gmail.com. Subject, re, I'm happy. I have some friends, I guess. I was never all that good when it started to be about sleepovers. Those things made me nervous. He wasn't sure why he'd written that. Being too honest was always a mistake, especially with someone like Amy, he was afraid. He had no idea what he'd say if she asked him why he had trouble with sleepovers. To mstheword@gmail.com. From aimhigh@comcast.net. Subject, re, I'm happy. Why do you have trouble with sleepovers? He didn't answer her question. He couldn't, because here was the real question. Why did she keep writing to him? He wasn't sure what she was doing this summer, but he assumed she was taking some college-level summer classes. He heard a rumor once that Amy took courses through UCLA Extension every summer and had enough credits to start college a year from now as a second-semester sophomore. It probably wasn't true, but that's what he'd heard. There were a few stories like that about her. After a week, he felt guilty for not responding and wrote this. to aimhigh at comcast.net. From mstheword at gmail.com. Subject, re, I'm happy. Sorry I couldn't write back for a while. I got really busy. Can you believe school is about to start? I'm looking forward to the training sessions for this job. That should be interesting. Do you attend too? Your mother didn't say in her letter. He sounded like a dork. Oh well, at least he'd written her back.